This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump says a seven-day partial truce with the Afghan Taliban has been holding up, and it could eventually lead to his signing of a peace deal with the insurgent group later this week. Trump's remarks came a day after the reduction in violence truce took effect across Afghanistan, with U.S., Taliban, and Afghan forces agreeing not to launch offensive operations for a week. South Korea says there are 161 new cases of coronavirus on Monday. Officials also confirmed two more deaths, bringing its death toll to seven. China reported 409 new infections Monday, pushing its total number of cases past 77,000. China also reported 150 new deaths, bringing its overall toll to nearly 2,600. In Italy, more than 130 people have contracted the coronavirus, the highest number of cases in Europe. Sabina Castelfranco has more from Venice.
Military police wearing surgical masks are guarding the nearly a dozen northern Italian towns that are on lockdown following an outbreak of coronavirus. The towns have a combined population of about 50,000. The police were deployed to ensure that no one enters or leaves the towns that have been sealed and placed under quarantine. Very strict measures were adopted in the two most affected regions in Italy on Sunday, including closure of schools, universities, cinemas and museums for at least a week. In Venice, checks were being carried out at the airport on all arriving passengers and leaflets handed out with an emergency number for the health ministry and a list of precautions to take. Authorities cancelled all carnival events from Sunday. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Venice.
And this is VOA News. President Trump is in India for a two-day visit, but he doesn't expect to be returning home with a big trade deal. There is mutual agreement on dozens of elements for the pact, but several contentious sectors are unresolved, including medical devices, according to sources close to the talks. Mr. Trump is likely to announce a sale of military equipment worth several billion dollars. A deadly earthquake rocked parts of Iran and Turkey on Sunday. Reuters' Ciara Lee has more.
Nine people were killed and dozens injured on Sunday when an earthquake struck the southeastern Turkish province of Van. Aerial footage revealed damage to a village hit by the magnitude 5.7 quake near the border with Iran. Turkey's health ministry said three of those killed were children and 37 people were injured. The tremor caused more than 1,000 buildings to collapse, with damage some 90 kilometers to the west in the Turkish city of Van and to the east in dozens of villages in Iran. Iranian state TV said 75 people were injured, with no reported fatalities.
That is Reuters' Ciara Lee reporting. U.S. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien says he has not seen any evidence that Russia is doing anything to help President Trump get reelected. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Reports surfaced last week that U.S. intelligence officials had told the Democratic-controlled House Intelligence Committee that Russia was working to help Trump win a second term in the White House. Appearing on ABC's This Week, National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien said foreign adversaries do have a motive to meddle in U.S. elections.
I do think the Russians and the Chinese and others like to sow disruption in the American electorate. And I think they've done that doesn't mean because they prefer a particular candidate. It's because these are autocratic regimes that don't believe in democracy, and they'd like to see Americans at each other's throat.
But he said Russians wouldn't want Trump reelected because he contended the president has strengthened the NATO alliance against Russian military might by pushing European countries to boost their defense spending. O'Brien called reports of the information a non-story. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Iranian officials say the turnout in the country's parliamentary election Friday was around 42%. That's the lowest participation since 1979, the year of Iran's Islamic Revolution that swept the clerical rulers into power. State TV says the former mayor of Tehran was the top winner in the capital with more than 1.2 million votes. Voters had limited options on Friday's ballot. More than 7,000 potential candidates were disqualified, most of them reformists and moderates. Haitian police officers exchanged gunfire for hours Sunday with soldiers of the newly reconstituted army outside the National Palace. This is a dangerous escalation of protests over police pay and working conditions. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.